Max the Globetrotter.
Let's rap.
Let's have a chinwag.
Or in other words,
let's talk slang.
Here we go to lead you into the world of slang, because it's fun, it's colorful, and it adds zip to your speech. It's also important to understand a bit of American lingo, because it's widely used in everyday conversation, and it's very prevalent in films, TV programs, and on the radio. So I thought we'd work on it a little bit. Listen extremely carefully to what you are about to hear.
Ready? Just hang in there.
The whole scene was a bummer. After the flicks, Max moseyed down to a joint at the corner of the main drag to have a shot. He dumped his butt down next to a couple of guys who were totally wasted. The two of them were rapping at the bar. All of a sudden, one of the guys started chewing out the other. Then from out of the blue, the other guy grabbed his brew and slung it at the first guy. Unfortunately for Max, the first guy ducked, and Max got it in the kisser.
Well, did you understand any of that mumbo-jumbo? I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't. Why don't I decipher it for you?
That sounds like a good thing to do.
The whole event was unfortunate. After having seen a film, Max strolled to a bar at the corner of the main street to have a drink. He sat down beside two drunks who were talking at the bar. All of a sudden, one man started arguing with the other. Then, with no warning, the second man picked up his beer and threw it at the first man. Unfortunately for Max, the first man bent over and Max got the beer right in his face.
For this exercise, you will have to listen to both situations again. Maybe not once, but several times. Okay? So, rewind your tape a little bit and listen again. Did you do it? If not, I strongly recommend that you give it another thought.
Now, this is what we're going to do. I'll give you a slang sentence, and you say the same thing, but in ordinary language. Okay? Let's hit it.
One. The whole scene was a bummer. The whole event was unfortunate.
Two. After the flicks, Max moseyed down to a joint at the corner of the main drag. Oh boy, that's a long one. Good luck. After the film, Max strolled to the bar at the corner of the main street.
Three. He wanted to have a shot. He wanted to have a drink.
Four. They were rapping at the bar. They were talking at the bar.
Five. One guy started chewing out the other guy. One man started arguing with the other man.
Did that just space you out? No, of course not. So, let's try another story. Again, listen very carefully.
The Dive.
Max decided to crash at a two-bit hotel because he was low on bread. However, his room was really lousy. He made a beeline back to the chick at the reception desk and griped,
"Hey, I don't mean to bug you, but the room stinks. The can is on the blink. The door is busted. Doesn't even shut."
"Look, buddy, this ain't the Ritz. If you don't like it, lump it."
So Max hot-footed it out of that dive.
I know. Translation time. Here it is. Max decided to stay at an inexpensive hotel because he was short of cash. However, his room was really awful. He ran back to the girl at the reception desk and complained.
"Sorry, I don't want to bother you, but the room smells terribly. The toilet isn't working, and the door is broken. Doesn't even close."
"Listen, sir, this isn't the Ritz. Take it or leave it."
Max quickly left that cheap hotel. Feel better now that you've heard the ordinary version? Great. This time, I would like you to answer my questions in slang with a complete sentence in ordinary language. Maybe you'd better listen once more to the situations. Pay special attention to your verbs.
Okay, get a move on, man.
1. Did Max crash at a two-bit hotel?
2. Yes, he stayed at an inexpensive hotel. 2. Was Max's room really lousy?
3. Yes, his room was really awful. 4. Did he make a beeline back to the chick at the reception desk?
5. Yes, he ran back to the girl at the reception desk. 4. Was the can on the blink?
5. Yes, the toilet wasn't working. 5. Did he hot-foot it out of that dive?
Yes, he quickly left that cheap hotel. 3. I think I would have split as well. Wouldn't you have to? Well, I hope you had as much fun working on this slang as we did.
Now, what about English slang? Well, as a matter of fact, it's very different. British people tend to use less slang than the Americans. They'd rather use a play on words to describe a situation. And they love using colourful and expressive idioms, which are really more colloquial. Let's listen to the following story. You'll quickly get an idea of what we mean. We're at the railway station on the platform. The train is just leaving.
Hell's bells, that's torn it. Missed the train. That's all your fault, keeping me up last night eating and drinking. And so naturally I overslept this morning. Damn.
Ah, keep your shirt on for heaven's sake. So, you missed a train. There'll be another one along soon.
Yes, but I've got to be on time for the match. I know they have no substitute for me today. It's bad enough turning up with a hangover anyway. I've got to be on time. But I arrived late. I should really cop it from the coach. He's not exactly mad about me at the moment, anyway. Ever since I had one over the eight at the last club party and spent half the evening chatting up his bed. He won't forget about that in a hurry.
Well, that's all water under the bridge now, mate. We've missed the train and that's that. No use crying over spilt milk.
Look, I suppose we could hire a taxi. Though I must admit I don't feel like forking out so much money. Still, if it's the only way to get there, do you feel like going halves?
Not on your Nelly, mate. For one thing, I'm broke. And for another, I'm not worried about what time we arrive. It's you who's got a match to go to. And if I pay off a taxi fare, it'll play havoc with my finances for the rest of the week. Anyway, you owe me some dough for the last two evenings out when you hadn't got any cash on you. Or so you said. I think you were leading me up the garden path, getting me to fork out all that lolly, weren't you?
Oh, all right. Don't go on about it. Tell you what, I'll pay the taxi, give you a free ride, and we'll call it quits.
Yeah, just a minute, hang about. I reckon half a taxi fare's nowhere near what you owe me. And you can jolly well settle up in hard cash.
Oh, all right. No flies on you, are there, mate? Okay, we'll forget about taxis. They're a rip-off around here anyway. Let's have a drink and wait for the next train. Come on in the station buffet here. That's better. It's warm in here, and we can sit down while waiting. What's yours?
Go on then. Twist me arm. I'll have a pint. Ah, about ruddy time. What kept you? Barman still picking the hops, was he?
Yeah, just about. He's so slow he'd be late for his own funeral. Goodness knows what he'd be like in the rush hour. He's gone back to his newspaper now.
Ah, cushy job. I wouldn't mind being paid to sit and read the paper all day.
Oh, I dunno. Bit boring. I'd get cheesed off pretty quickly, really. Nah, I'd plump for a job with a bit more excitement. Anyway, one thing the barman did say. There's a train in 10 minutes which we can catch which doesn't stop as often as the one we missed. So we'll only be a few minutes late arriving.
Great, that's a turn up for the book. What a relief. I think that calls for another round.
All right then, your turn. Don't hang about. Cheers.
Well, it's quite different, isn't it? I expect you could understand it better than the American slang. Or am I wrong? Anyway, let's go over it again with some explanations.
We'll divide the story into three parts, and, before you listen to each part again, we'll explain the slang and the colloquial expressions, and we'll check your comprehension. Or, at least, we'll have a bash at it.
Hell's bells. That means, damn it, or, oh God. That's torn it. That means, that causes a problem.
Keep your shirt on. That means keep calm. Don't get excited.
I shall really cop it. That means I shall really be in trouble. I had one over the eight. That means I had too much to drink.
That's all water under the bridge now. That means that's all in the past. No use crying over spilt milk. That means you can't change what's happened, so don't worry about it.
Okay, now let's listen again.
Hell's bells. That's torn it. Missed the train. That's all your fault, keeping me up last night, eating and drinking. And so naturally I overslept this morning. Damn, damn, damn.
Ah, keep your shirt on for heaven's sake. So, you missed a train. There'll be another one along soon.
Yes, but I've got to be on time for the match. I know they have no substitute for me today. It's bad enough turning up with a hangover anyway. I've got to be on time. If I arrive late, I should really cop it from the coach. He's not exactly mad about me at the moment anyway. Ever since I had one over the eight at the last club party, and spent half the evening chatting up his bed. He won't forget about that in a hurry.
Well, that's all water under the bridge now, mate. We've missed the train and that's that. No use crying over spilt milk.
Everything clear? Can you answer our questions? 1. When he said, "Hell's bells," did he mean, "Damn it," or "What a pleasure"? 2. Of course, he meant "damn it."
2. And when he said, "That's torn it," did he mean, "Everything's fine," or "That causes a problem"? 3. Right, he meant, "That causes a problem."
3. Now, in which situation could you say, "Keep your shirt on"? 4. That's right, when you're telling someone to keep calm. By the way, you can also say, "Keep your hair on," or "Keep your wig on."
4. If one day you had 1/8, it means that you were... Right, that you were drunk.
5. And if someone tells you that it's no use crying over spilt milk, it means that... Right again. It means that you can't change what's happened, so don't worry about it.
All right. Did we throw you into a tizzy? Not yet, we hope. Because here comes the second part of the dialogue, and here we have a hell of a lot of idioms. Shall we have a quick look at them?
I don't feel like forking out so much money. That means, I don't feel like spending so much money.
Not on your Nelly, mate.
That means, absolutely not, definitely not, certainly not, my friend. It'll play havoc with my finances. This means, it will give me financial problems, or it will upset my budget. You owe me some dough. That means you owe me some money. You were leading me up the garden path. That means you were misleading me or you were lying to me.
No flies on you, are there, mate? That means you're no fool. You can't be tricked. You can't be led up the garden path. They're a rip-off. That means they're overpriced. They're not worth it.
Now, prick up your ears. Here they go.
Look, I suppose we could hire a taxi. Though I must admit I don't feel like forking out so much money. Still, if it's the only way to get there, do you feel like going halves?
Not on your Nelly, mate. For one thing, I'm broke. And for another, I'm not worried about what time we arrive. It's you who's got a match to go to. And if I pay off a taxi fare, it'll play havoc with my finances for the rest of the week. Anyway, you owe me some dough for the last 2 evenings out when you hadn't got any cash on you. Or so you said. I think you were leading me up the garden path, getting me to fork out all that lolly, weren't you?
Oh, all right. Don't go on about it. Tell you what, I'll pay the taxi, give you a free ride, and we'll call it quits.
Yeah, just a minute. Hang about. I reckon half a taxi fare's nowhere near what you owe me. And you can jolly well settle up in hard cash.
Oh, all right. No flies on you, are there, mate? Okay, we'll forget about taxis. They're a rip-off around here anyway.
As you noticed, we haven't explained everything. But you certainly understood the expressions we didn't explain, thanks to the context they are in.
Let's make sure of this. 1. What did he mean by, "Do you feel like going halves?" 2. Very good. He wanted to know if his friend was prepared to pay half the price of a taxi fare.
3. I'm broke. You certainly know this one. It's very common among students. Why do you think so? Right you are. Generally, they don't have a lot of money, and when they spend the little money they had, they're just broke.
3. We'll call it quits. When can you say this? Very good. When you agree that no one owes any money anymore. Or when you agree to cancel all previous debts.
4. Just a minute. Hang about. Can you translate this? Did you say something like, "Wait a minute, I don't agree with you." Good.
5. And the last one now. Can you give a synonym for, "You can jolly well settle up"? I hope that wasn't too difficult. Anyway, this means you'd better pay me what you owe me. Ready for the third part? No? Come on, let me twist your arm. You'll have a cushy time doing this.
Twist me arm? That means persuade me, convince me, force me. About ready time. This means at last, I've waited a long time. A cushy job. That's an easy job with not much to do.
I'd get cheesed off. That means I'd get bored, annoyed, fed up. I'd plump for a job with a bit more excitement. It means I'd choose a more interesting job.
That's a turn up for the book. That means that's a lucky surprise, or that's unexpected good luck.
Don't hang about. That means hurry up, be quick.
Okay, are you still with us? Just keep your ears open. Here's the last part of the dialogue.
Let's have a drink and wait for the next train. Come on in the station buffet here. That's better. It's warm in here, and we can sit down while waiting. What's yours?
Go on then. Twist me arm. I'll have a pint. About ruddy time. What kept you? Barman still picking the hops, was he?
Yeah, just about. He's so slow he'd be late for his own funeral. Goodness knows what he'd be like in the rush hour. He's gone back to his newspaper now.
Cushy job. I wouldn't mind being paid to sit and read the paper all day.
Oh, I dunno. Bit boring. I'd get cheesed off pretty quickly, really. Nah, I'd plump for a job with a bit more excitement. Anyway, one thing the barman did say. There's a train in 10 minutes which we can catch which doesn't stop as often as the one we missed. So we'll only be a few minutes late arriving.
Great, that's a turn up for the book. What a relief. I think that calls for another round.
All right then, your turn. Don't hang about. Cheers.
Did you notice the two expressions?
Barman still picking the hops.
And?
He'd be late for his own funeral.
This is certainly not slang, but typical of the kind of informal language you use among friends when the tendency is to speak in a humorous way.
By the way, did you understand the word hops?
It refers to a plant used in making beer.
Right. Still in the mood to answer our last questions? We hope you are. Just one more little effort. Translate the following expressions when you hear the...
Okay, let's go.
1. Twist me arm. 2. Did you say, persuade me, Convince me. Force me. Good.
2. About ruddy time. Did you say, at last? I've waited a long time. Very good.
3. I'm getting cheesed off.
Oh, really? Are you really so annoyed?
Well, we hope you didn't get bored stiff with this program. On the contrary, we hope you had fun.
Now, let me give you some advice. If you want to use slang, be careful about it, because it can sound very impolite if you're not in the right context or environment. As for the colloquial idioms, which are very much used by the British, use them in speech rather than in writing, and you'll certainly impress the person you talk to.